I'm going to be the first one done with the project, and I'm going to win the art contest too. Just wait and see.
You sound just a little impatient. Are you sure you don't need to wait for more instructions? Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. My dad had this little joke when it comes to listening. He says, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. It's because you should listen twice as much as you speak. It's funny and kind of true. James, the brother of Jesus, wrote this in James 1:19. He said, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Our story today is called Super Fast. The art competition is tomorrow, so make sure you finish your pots today, Miss Boone told the class. Your final step is sealant, but don't forget. What do you think of my pot, Miss Boone? Alex raised his pot above his head. You've done a fantastic job, Alex, but you interrupted me while I was speaking. Now, as I was saying, you must wait for the paint to dry completely or the sealant will ruin your design. Please be patient. You'll probably win a ribbon, Alex, said Miguel, Alex's best friend. Alex reached for the sealant. I'll be the first one done, too. Watch. Alex, wait! Miguel pointed to the paint. It's still wet. Remember what Miss Boone said? Be patient or you'll ruin the design of your pot. I've waited long enough. Alex painted on sealant super fast and put his project on the counter. I win, he shouted. Before the competition, Alex stood outside the library where the artwork was displayed. Is it time? He asked when he saw Miss Boone coming to unlock the door. Can I go in? I want to go in first. Once the doors were opened, Alex hurried in without noticing anyone else's artwork. Where's mine? He asked. Look up there, Alex. Miss Boone pointed to the table displaying pots with ribbons draped over them. Alex sprinted over. I don't see it. Where's my pot, Miss Boone? Miss Boone pointed again, and Alex shook his head. That's not mine. Then he looked more closely and gasped. The sealant! It ruined my design! Miguel walked over and laughed when he saw Alex's pot. You need to be more patient, Alex. That sealant made your pot look weird. Alex sighed. His parents and Sunday school teacher were always telling him to be patient, too, because Jesus was patient and always thought of others instead of only thinking of himself. I'm sorry, Lord, he prayed silently. Please help me slow down and think of others. You're always patient with me, and I know you can help me be patient, too. Miguel nudged him. Hey, look, you got a ribbon for Most Unique. Before the award ceremony, Miss Boone asked each ribbon winner if they had a title for their artwork. I do, Miss Boone, said Alex. I'm calling mine Patience. So what about you? Do you patiently follow directions or do things your own way? Do you charge ahead without thinking of anyone else? It's not easy to be patient, especially when you're excited for something or know exactly what you want. But the Bible tells us to be patient. When you slow down and think things through, you'll be more loving and considerate toward the people around you, just like Jesus. Our key verse is James 1:19.
Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
And our key thought today, be patient. Hey, Mom and Dad, it is easier than ever to get the Keys for Kids stories delivered right to you every day. All you got to do is check your email. Sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe. It's a super easy way to share it with your kids or to pass it on to friends and family. Remember, it's keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.